Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Yes, you are now once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, my guest will be none other than Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victims Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be filling in once again for Deacon Marvin Cox. We want to continue to lift up Deacon Marvin Cox, who is still hospitalized. So we know that God is our healer, and we know that he is a man of God. So we know and we claim in healing for him in the name of Jesus Christ. So as we're ready to go move forward, we're going to open up with prayer. But before we do that, I'm going to ask once again, especially for the first-time listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with Pastor Norman King as he get ready to deliver God's word once again on tonight. We always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please pray with me, because we serve an awesome God. He can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, your Son, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise. We bless your name on tonight, Heavenly Father, because we know that you are worthy to be praised. Even through our trials and our tests and our tribulations, you're still worthy of our praise. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are on tonight. We thank you for this another day that you have allowed us to see, without hurt, harm, or danger. So now, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King and his entire family, and every faithful, committed, humble doer of your word all over the land. Forgive us, Heavenly Father, of all of our sins and transgressions, because your word lets us know that we all have sinned and we constantly come short of your glory. So that's why we come giving you glory, honor, and praise and thanks for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. We thank you for his shed blood on the cross for our sins, that we can be redeemed back to you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come now asking that you would move by your Spirit, continue to comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved on tonight, all over the land. I especially lift up my neighbor, Vonnie, in the loss of her son. I pray, Lord, that you will continue to comfort and strengthen her as only you can. Now, I also continue to lift up my brother in Christ, Brother Raymond Eppinger, and his daughters, Dina and Tanya Eppinger, and also the entire Eppinger family in the loss of his wife and their mother, Ruby Eppinger, and also the Blackwell family in the loss of their mother, Ruby Blackwell, and also their grandmother who passed away the following day after their mother's homegoing service. So we lift up every bowed down head that's been bereaved in sorrow on tonight, that you would comfort and strengthen them as only you can, Heavenly Father. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Let them feel your presence. Let them feel your love. Let them feel your care. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, so their faith will be continuously put in you and not in man. Heavenly Father, we come also in the name of Jesus Christ, lifting up the sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in Jesus' name, because we know that you are still working miracles, signs, and wonders even today, that you'll be glorified through it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we now come asking that you will move by your Spirit over the airways on tonight as your word goes forth. We pray, Lord, that should there be any listener by way of telephone or via internet that do not know your Son, Jesus Christ, who do not have a personal relationship with your Son, it's our prayer, hope, and desire that on tonight something will be said through your man of God, through your word, that will prick their hearts to the point that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and admit to Jesus Christ that they have sinned, and they ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them. And once they're saved in his name on tonight, Heavenly Father, they will come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill the individual God purposes in the earth for your glory. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we ask that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us. We pray, Lord, that you would just have your way on tonight, moved by your Spirit, that you would be glorified through tonight's broadcast. Continue to bless and strengthen each listener. Grant them the desires of their hearts. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, let go and let God handle it. Once again, our tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, and this goes for me as well, let go and let God handle it. And why do we say that? Because sometimes, even myself, even as Christians, sometimes we want things to happen when we want them to happen. And sometimes we jump ahead of God and we get out of his will. And we try to handle things in our own way. And sometimes we make matters worse when we try to handle it. So we know that God can handle every situation, whatever we're going through, whatever we're dealing with. We know that God is able. So that's why we trust him. We love him. And we can place all of our cares in his hands, because he said we can cast all of our cares upon him. Why? Because he cared for us. He cared for you, and he cared for me. Aren't you glad that God cares for us on tonight? He cared for us so much that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, who came down in the form of flesh, in the form of a baby, to pay our sin debt with his own precious sinless blood, that we could be redeemed back to our Heavenly Father and Creator. So for this, we are grateful on tonight. So we, once again, we are getting ready to receive the word of God from Pastor Norman King. Again, he's standing in and filling in for Deacon Marvin Cox, who is hospitalized. We want to continue to lift up Deacon Marvin Cox, because as I said earlier, we know that God is our healer. So before we go to our music break, I have one announcement that I would like to make. And this announcement is coming from Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where I am a member. You are all invited who are in the Michigan area, in the Detroit, Michigan area. You are invited to our VBS, our Vacation Bible School for 2019. Vacation Bible School, STU, which means Super Training University with Jesus. at Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. Our church address is 1330 Crane Street, that off the corner of Agnes on the east side of Detroit. The zip code is 48214. Bishop James A. Jennings is our senior pastor. And our Vacation Bible School starts on Monday, July 22nd, and it will run through Thursday, July 25th, each night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Refreshments will be served starting at 5 p.m., and there will be classes for all ages. So please keep that announcement in mind if you are in the Detroit area. We know that children are out of school for the summer vacation, and a lot of churches are getting ready to host and have their Bible Vacation Bible Schools. So right now, once again, we are inviting you to Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where I am once again a member, where Bishop James A. Jennings is the pastor and shepherd there. But once again, our Vacation Bible School will start Monday, July 22nd, and it will run through Thursday, July 25th, starting from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Refreshments will be served starting at 5 p.m. And once again, there will be classes for all ages. So if you know that you will not be able to attend, if you have neighbors or friends that have children that would like to attend, you can please pass the word pertaining to the upcoming Vacation Bible School that will be taking place at Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. Well, we're going to go right to our music break. We're going to give God total praise once again on tonight because he is worthy to be praised. And following the music break, we're going to come back. We're going to give the mic to Pastor Norman King to deliver God's word. Once again, I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to receive the word on tonight. After the conclusion of his message, please do not hang up your phones or go off the internet. He will be sharing with us a musical selection following his message. And his musical selection following the message is titled, Won't He Do It? And I'm a witness. And if you are a believer in Jesus Christ and you have seen the handiwork of God and working in your life, you too can be a witness on tonight and verify that he will do it. Won't he do it? And we're talking about God, Jesus. Won't he do it? I'm a witness that he will. We're going to enjoy this music break together, total praise. And following the music break, we're going to come back and yield the mic to Pastor Norman King. But before I do that, I'm going to ask all listeners, please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And once you get there, please follow the instructions. And then after you have followed the instructions, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at James_Brown, that's all lowercase, James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Enjoy the music break. Well, praise the Lord. Hold on just 1 second. Hold on. I see the enemy trying to work, but we already got the victory. Praise the Lord. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Here I am so humbly grateful for the privilege to be given to have this time tonight to share reflections of God's holy word. And I thank God for Brother James' obedience. You know, Romans 11:29 says the gifts and calls of God are without repentance. And one translation says irrevocable. So he accepted his God called and assignment. I thank God for him tonight. And we give you all the honor and praise, my almighty God, as we look tonight and just and for this service, thanking God. We just thank God, and we have so much to be grateful for and thankful for, and just to pray for. I have a close friend of mine that I grew up with that lived on the West Coast, and he stopped by to let me know the passing of his sister. So we're going to lift up the Burgess family. Amen. And just thank God that he is our God, and thank him for loving us so much that he become the flesh and come to earth in the form of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. So we thank you, Lord, tonight. Anyway, as we get started tonight, we're going to be looking at John, the 14th chapter, and the scripture reference that I'm focused upon is verse 18, John 14 and 18. And it reads as such, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. This is Jesus speaking. And our next scripture, Brendan, would be Deuteronomy 31 and 6. It says, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doeth go, that doth go with thee. And he will not fail thee nor forsake thee. We thank God for the reading of his holy and precious word. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, again, we thank you that I may decrease and that you may increase. And that whoever hear the word, receive it. And don't let anything, no distractions or nothing, hinder them for that was appointed for them to receive on this night. We pray these prayers in Jesus' name. Pray, amen, amen, and amen. For a sermon, a message topic tonight, I want to use the term, I got you. Amen. I got you. The third time, I got you. That's a term that is a phrase that's used, I put it that way, a whole lot. And, you know, we are creatures of habit. And there have been a lot of phrases throughout the years, you know, that's cool. What's up? What's happening? You good? And then the young folks saying stuff like, what's good? What's good? So I'm being human, amen, but I'm not saying there's anything wrong with none of those things, you know, and we really mean well. Come on. If I tell you, Cousin James, I got you, okay, I mean well. But see, the thing about me saying I got you could be good intentions. But with me saying it, as if I'm going to be the one that got you, there are some limitations. Come on, somebody, amen. But our almighty God, come on, somebody, huh? There's no limit. When he say he got you, he got you. Come on. Now, we look at the key verse tonight over in John 14 and 8. Amen. I'm going to read down to it from verse 15. 15 to 1. No, 14. See, I'm going back to my last message in John 15, but John 14:15 says, if, this is Jesus speaking, y'all, if ye love me, keep my commandments. 16, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him. Yeah, you do. For he dwelleth where? With you. Come on. And shall be where? In you. And that's when he says, verse 18, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Ain't that something? That's an awesome thing to believe and know. Because, see, we can believe something, but knowing come through experience. Come on, somebody, amen. You can believe God, and then the graduating through that from believing is you know God. Come on, in other words, I know what God will do, amen. I don't just only believe, I know. So Jesus said, I will. Jesus said this word, I will not leave you comfortless. Amen. I will come to you. That's King James. Let me see what I got right here. The NLT says it's not too much different. The NLT says it this way. It says, no, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. In other words, he said, I got you. Come on, somebody. Jesus said, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. That's something wonderful to know. Even though we got family members, our husbands, wives, etc. That means, I'm 13th, I'll be married 40 years. I can say, wife, baby, I got you. But see, my understanding in the word of God should be, come on, somebody, huh? In Jesus' name. Come on, huh? Baby, I got you in Jesus' name. So I want to kind of hit on some things tonight dealing with Jesus, our Lord, saying, I got you. Amen? I got you. Amen. Isn't it wonderful to know that he got us? He will never leave you nor forsake you, huh? David said, though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. But why? Because thou art with me. Come on, somebody. It's an awesome thing to know that the Lord, what? Got you. Amen. Oh, he got you. Amen. Say, the Lord got me. Yeah, he got me. So as I go into this message tonight, I want to deal with, first of all, give some illustrations on what was actually going on, if I may. Amen. So tonight I want to deal with the Holy Spirit, who he is. Amen. And there are three great scriptures that deal with the doctrine of the Holy Spirit at length. I'm not here to talk about it tonight, but I want to give you some nuggets. Amen. The identity of the Holy Spirit, or who he is, you'll find it around. I'm going to give these as references for you later on. Amen. I'm going to say it again because I talk fast. I can't help it, y'all. Especially when I get excited, I talk real fast. So let me kind of slow it down a little bit. Amen. The identity of the Holy Spirit, or who he is, John reference, 14th chapter, verses 15 through 26. The work of the Holy Spirit, John, the 16th chapter, verses 7 through 15. And the power of the Holy Spirit, Romans 8, verses 1 through 17. Amen. So here, he is in the upper room. Amen. Just bear with me. He is in the upper room spending the last hours he will ever have with his apostles while on earth. Amen. He is covering the major subject they need to grasp before his death. Isn't it some of the things we take for granted? The marvel, the next second is not promised to us. Amen. It's very important that we live the life, an abundant life in Jesus Christ. Amen. That we count every moment that we live precious in the sight of Almighty God. And as you're able to give, I say, golden nuggets, whether it be wisdom or knowledge, take advantage of it in Jesus' name. Amen. So here, the setting. In the upper room, the last hours he will have with his apostles, he's covering some things that they need to grab a hold to before he dies. Amen. And we can relate to that to people who impart in our life. Amen. People who give us wisdom and give us knowledge and we take for granted. Amen. But I'm going to keep on reading. Amen. He was revealing and filling them with the glorious truths that will help them through the upcoming trials they will face. I was just thinking today, being so grateful for who? Yeah, of course, my Lord and Savior and God, but I'm talking about earthly, my mother and my father. They both been gone for a little while, but mom's been gone longer. But I'm so grateful for God, for my parents, and the things they shared with me. They sold into me, amen. They made sure that as Paul talks a little about Timothy and Lois and his grandmother and all of them, how they made sure Timothy was raised up in church. Amen. My parents made sure they raised me up in church. The Bible said, train up a child in the way that they must go. So they grow old, they won't what depart from it. Amen. But the greatest help the believers are to receive, I'm back in the message now, is the very presence of God Himself in the person of the Holy Spirit. There seems to be a lacking of preaching and teaching about the Holy Spirit. So I want to talk a little bit tonight about that. It is this that Jesus now reveals. Jesus reveals the Holy Spirit, His identity, who He is. Amen? Jesus is revealing, in other words, the Holy Spirit is our comforter. Amen? If a person loves Jesus, he will do what? Keep His commandments. That's the bottom line. That's what verse 15 said. If you love Me, you'll keep My commandments. Amen? Now, He is the comforter. Amen? The other helper, I'm talking about the Holy Spirit, y'all, the comforter. You need comfort? Console the Holy Spirit. He's your helper. He is the Spirit of truth. Amen? We got to become more God conscious of the Holy Spirit purpose and presence. Amen? He is the personal presence of Christ. Who? I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. He is the very special manifestation of Christ. Where? Within the believer. Amen? I'm going to say it again. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. He is the very special manifestation of Christ within the believer. He is the abiding presence of the Trinity. Amen. He is the Holy Spirit, the teacher. Amen. It's very important. And if we obey the Holy Spirit, He will lead us and guide us in the way that we're supposed to go. I remember when I first started preaching, my tongue would get tied, word get twisted. And I remember when the Spirit of God began to work through me was unknown tongues. Come on, somebody, amen. I remember my tongue just getting relaxed and just getting at ease. And those words that I was struggling with, amen, was now just being freely releasing because I yield myself to what? The Holy Spirit. Amen. So Jesus promised the Holy Spirit. I'm going to read verse 16 again. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another, this is the NLT, a advocate, who will never leave you. Come on. So I remember a song we used to sing in the church when I was unlearned. I would sing along with them. Holy Spirit, come down, come down, come down. And then once I start learning the word, I say, why is I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come down when I ask Jesus to come into my life? And the Holy Spirit, come on, somebody. 1 John 4:4, one of my favorites. Ye are of God, little children. He goes on to say, because greater is He who is in you than is he that's of the world. So the Holy Spirit is in you. Amen. That's why I'm going to read verse 16 again. And I will ask this in it, the NLT. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit, verse 17, who leads you into all truth. The world cannot receive Him because it isn't looking for Him. Come on, somebody. Amen. They ain't looking for the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm going to keep reading. And doesn't recognize Him. How can you recognize something or someone who you're not looking for? Come on. But then the verse finish out says, but you know Him. Say, I know Him. I know Him. I know Him. All folks say, I know Him for myself. Come on. I love that, y'all. I would say forgive me, but nah, don't forgive me. This is how I am. This is how I flow. Amen. I love that saying. Old folks used to let you know real quick. I know Him what? For myself. Verse 17, the last part says, but you know Him. And it goes on and says, because He lives with you now and later will be in you. This is Jesus speaking to them, letting them know what's going to happen. Come on, amen. Is it all right, church? Amen. As I continue on, I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the presence, let me slow down, it's the personal presence of Christ. Jesus said, I will come to you. He meant that he would return after he had gone away, that is, died. You know, some folk can tell you stuff, and you look at them like, yeah, right. Or you can look at them like, I won't hear all that. But he was trying to prepare his disciples for his departure. And now, to make it relevant to me and you today, that's why we ought to be witnesses for Jesus Christ. Let the world know, amen, that he lives. Amen. Not only can we face tomorrow, we can face today because he lives. Amen. And Jesus, again, he says, he will come back to give believers his personal presence. Now, I'm talking about in the Bible days now. Amen. I'm leaving because, remember, Jesus was crucified. On the third day, he rose. Amen. Then he spent the next 40 days in doing infallible proofs, reaffirming Peter, come on, and all those things that was ordained by God for him to accomplish during those 40 days. Then he ascended. And then 10 days later, the promise came, the Holy Spirit. So he's preparing them for what's to come. But the sad thing, I'm talking about us now, a lot of times God speaks to us, whether it be direct or through somebody, and we miss it. Amen. But I want you to know tonight that God got you. Amen. He would not leave them comfortless. The same thing applies to you. He would not leave you comfortless. Amen. He would not leave you comfortless. In other words, in my study notes talk about that to be without parental help. Amen. Or to be helpless. He will not leave you helpless. Come on. He will always be a mother and a father for you. Come on, somebody. Amen. He said, I will never leave you comfortless. Amen. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Another thing, Jesus would not leave them to struggle through the trials of life alone. One of the songwriters had a song, I think that was during the Walter Hawkins time, early 80s. He will never leave you. I don't have to worry. He will never. No, it was you're never alone. As well, you're never alone. Amen. But Jesus would not leave them struggle through the trials of life alone. What that means that we're going to go through. We've been going through. We're going through right now. I'm going to go through again. Come on. But I want to encourage you tonight. Believe the word of God. If Jesus said it, then he mean it. Because the Bible said that it is impossible for God to lie. Amen. Jesus' presence with his followers began with his resurrection, with the coming of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus was saying that he would come to the believer in the person of the Holy Spirit. When the one that you spent 3.5 years learning, you know, and all the different things that he taught them, and you depend on him, but now he's gone. That's a void. Only if you didn't get the memo. Come on, amen. Now I want to be relevant to what I'm saying tonight. Some of you out there who lost your mother, lost your father, amen, and you're not functioning because you're saying, I can't live without mom. I can't live without daddy. This word apply to you, amen. Let me speak personal my own life. I remember. I was real close. Anybody know? James know it. Anybody know? I was very close to both my parents. I remember standing over the porch. My mom died in 04, y'all. And I looked down at my mom because I went to see her every day. Eight over house, 7 days a week. Come on, somebody, amen. I looked down at mom and I said, man, how can I live without my mama? It's like the Holy Spirit gave me a punch in my stomach. Because I knew better. You know how we can know better? You know how we say stuff and we already know better? It's like the Holy Spirit was like, bam, you already know. You're going to miss her in your soul. Remember, we have a three-part nature, spirit, soul, and body.
Amen.
God is a spirit, according to John 4:24. He said, God is spirit, and though they worship him, must worship him in spirit and truth. So what I was feeling that moment was my emotion was part of my soul, man. Because the same way Jesus said here applies to me and you right now. I will come to you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen? Jesus was saying that he would come to the believer in the person of the Holy Spirit. The world lost its opportunity to see Jesus back then. Amen? And it's happening right now. That's what me and you come in at. Amen? Don't let the sun go down and you did not give everything that the Lord say you're supposed to give by Christ Jesus, the Great Commission, etc., etc. See, some of us are going through what we're going through because we've not been a witness. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. There are some words that you – look, there's some words that you can't even pronounce. You know why? Because you're not sharing Jesus. Come on. I guarantee you, if you start sharing Jesus, the Holy Spirit will take that tongue of yours that's so twisted and so tight, and it be – you. Okay, let me talk about me. I don't want you to get mad at me now, so let me deal with Norman for a second. When I got the gift of the Holy Ghost, y'all, I can remember being on my knees, speaking over this person. It's the very first time I experienced it, amen? And, you know, a fish tail goes side to side. I think that old or a dolphin goes up and down, like north and south. He will take your tongue and let your tongue go north and south and east and west, and it will be no more constraints on it, amen? If you just listen and not just only listen, but apply this word that I'm sharing, which is what Jesus' word, amen. Don't let it be a lost opportunity for you any time past tonight as you listen to this sermon that I'm preaching, amen. He said that he would be present for only a short time longer. See, Jesus was trying to tell him, but they weren't listening. Come on. You know, you could talk to somebody and talk to them. Look, I got 4 kids. I got 8 grandkids, amen. My oldest grand is 23, my youngest one is 3. If they're around me, I'm going to share some Jesus. Are you hearing me, huh? Whether they want to hear it or not. Right. That's right. I got a great aunt passed about a couple of years ago. And me and my brother talking about not too long ago, amen. We said one thing about Aunt Nancy Pearl. Come on, I'm from Alabama, y'all. Come on, huh? Aunt Nancy Pearl going to tell you about some Jesus, huh? And so if you didn't want to hear Jesus, don't go to her house. Because you went to her house, you're going to hear some Jesus. Now, I'm talking about us right now, y'all. See, some of us are tight. We're tight. Yes, we're tight. We are so burdened down. And I guarantee you, if you just do what the word says, amen, just be a light, be a witness, you'll see that First Peter 5:7 says, cast all your cares on him, for he what? Cares for you. Amen. Yeah. I'm talking about the presence of Jesus. It's a living, eternal presence. He died, but he did not stay dead. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
He arose. Hallelujah. He arose, and he conquered death. He arose to live forever. Amen. Now think, if Jesus Christ is living forever and he dwells within the believer, then the believer lives what? Eternally. Amen. We will never see death. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
With the Lord.
Amen. So Christ, the eternal presence, lives within the believer. Therefore, the believer becomes eternal. The believer, you never die. Amen.
Never.
The believer is made eternal. How? By the eternal presence of Christ, where? Within you. Hallelujah. When Jesus says, I live, he means he lives abundantly and eternally. Amen. He lives life in all of its full meaning. Therefore, by living within the believer, Christ imparts the same kind of life to the believer. Amen. Now, once you tap into this right here, y'all, now, why would you want to let this go? Amen? I'm telling you right now, once you come into the knowledge of the truth, you got to keep on feeding your spirit. Come on, somebody, man. The presence, y'all. The presence of Christ is a living union. Amen?
Yes, it is.
A mutual indwelling between God, Christ, and the believer, huh? Come on, huh? At that day, okay? At that day refers to Jesus' resurrection and the coming of the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit had not yet come. Didn't need it because he was there. He tried to let the Lord say, all right, now, look here. You go and tear it. and wait on the power. Because you can't do the work apart from the Holy Spirit. Huh?
I know that's
Acts
right.
1,
that's
it tells
right.
you. It tells you. You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost is what? Come upon you. Come on. Amen?
Yeah.
His claim was true, y'all. His claim was true in the absolute
yes,
sense.
Yes.
Jesus
yes,
really sir. Was in God. God
right.
is eternal. So by saying
oh, yes.
in God, Jesus was bound to live how? Forever. Amen.
Amen.
He was bound to arise, what? From the dead. Amen.
That's right.
And that Jesus has said that what he said was true. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He was placing, now I'm trying to call somebody to be stirred tonight. Amen. Some of you may have been dealing with some issues which fell in your soul. That's why I'm speaking spirit tonight. Amen. I'm speaking spirit
mm-hmm.
that your soul may be healed. Okay, he was placing, I'm talking about Jesus, all believers in himself and himself where? In them. Come on, God Almighty. Or to say another way, when the Holy Spirit came, believers were placed in his spirit and his spirit were in him. I want to thank God. Oh, yes, I want to thank God for this opportunity he's given tonight because we got another verse, y'all, Revelation 3:20. Behold, this is Jesus, y'all. Behold, I stand. He said, I got you. Come on, huh? I got you. The verse says, 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Jesus saying tonight, I got you. I'm reading the same verse in the Amplified verse, Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears and listens to and heeds my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will eat with him and he will eat with me. Amen. Romans 10:9. Because. The Amplified. No, let me read the King James, then I'll come back Amplified. King James says, because it's very familiar, and this is what we're supposed to be doing as witnesses, my brothers and sisters, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus,
yeah.
and shalt
yeah.
believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen.
Yes.
Amplified kind of blows a little bit. This is what it says in Amplified. Because if you acknowledge and confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and in your heart, what? Believe. And here to trust in and rely on the truth that God had God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. When I prepared this sermon, it took me back to a lot of foundational scriptures I was taught over in Germany when I was in the military, when I was they was preparing me at the chapel there to be a witness, going out and witness about Jesus Christ. So this last verse I want to read to you is 1 John 1:9. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive
Lord.
Us what? Our sins. And to cleanse us from what? All unrighteousness.
Hallelujah.
Amplified says this way, if we freely admit that we have sinned and confess our sins, he is faithful and just, true to his own nature and promise, and will forgive our sins, that means dismiss our lawlessness, and continuously cleanse us from all unrighteousness, everything not in conformity to his will and purpose, thought, and action. I want to thank God for the reading of his word tonight. And just remember, I'm not saying it's wrong to tell people I got you. I use the term myself. But what God wants us believers to be conscious of, as it says in John 15, Jesus said, without me, you can't do nothing.
That's right.
So don't take ownership Don't take ownership of having somebody. Amen. Because godliness, just speak the word. Amen.
That's right.
Listen, I'm convicted myself. I'm preaching tonight, but I'm convicted myself. So I got to start saying it different myself now. When I tell somebody I got you, I got to say I got you in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody, huh? Come on, huh?
I got you in Jesus' name.
I got you. See, it's something about that name, Jesus, y'all. Huh? It's something about that name, Jesus, huh? That name, Jesus. If you want to run in any way, speak the name of Jesus. People are going to get excited about it, or they're going to leave. You want the devil to get away from you, speak the name of Jesus. Amen. As I get ready to get this song ready, I want to say, and James will do the closing prayer. Amen. But I want to go ahead and just play this song. God bless you, and thank you for listening. Just hold on.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for that message on tonight. God knows I needed to hear that message. And God knows that someone else besides me needed to hear that word from the Lord that came through Pastor Norman King on tonight. I got you. And I know that that's a promise from God. When he said he got you, you can put that in the bank. Because God is not like man. He don't have amnesia. When God said he got you, he means that. And he, again, he doesn't have amnesia. See, man can get amnesia on you real quick. They can tell you one thing 1 minute, and the next second they're swept down. They never said it. But aren't you glad on tonight that when God made a promise to you and I that he got us, he got us. And we can stand on that by faith in our trust in God, knowing that he is a man that cannot lie. And his son Jesus is not a man that he should repent. Can we thank God for this word on tonight? What a powerful word on tonight that has been delivered through Pastor Norman King. I thank Pastor Norman King. I thank God for using him. Even though he's my first cousin, we are brothers in Christ first. Even though we are relatives by blood, we are born, we are brothers in Christ first and foremost. So I can touch and agree with Pastor Norman King because his mother, Maggie Mae, was my auntie, and his father, Uncle Herman, was my uncle. And every time I sat around them, whether I was in Greensboro, North Carolina, or whether they were here in Detroit visiting with us, I always found time to sit around both of them, and they would always impart God's word unto me. And I thank God for that. And I thank God for my mother, who has gone on to be with the Lord also. This coming July 13th will be, July 16th will be 13 years that she has gone on to be with the Lord. But I thank God for my mother, too, for her imparting the word of God to me and to my siblings, for always instilling his love and compassion in us, and always, not only, she didn't just send us to church, she took us, she went too, because she knew that she needed that same word that we was going to receive, she needed that word for herself too. So it's a personal thing. It's a personal relationship with God. You got to know for yourself that God got you. Man could say they got you, but when things go away and go wrong, they'll let you go and they'll let you drop. But God would never let you go. He said in his word, once you're in his hands, nothing and no one can ever pluck you out of his hands. What an awesome promise from God. What a mighty, awesome God we serve. I pray that this word has been received on tonight, because this is a powerful word. Somebody needed to hear this word. Again, besides me, I am going through some challenges in my own life. And sometimes I, too, can get so caught up in myself. It seems like everybody's getting blessed besides me. It seems like everybody's getting healed and delivered and set free but me. But I am standing on the promises of God, knowing that I can cast all of my cares upon God, because he said in his word that he cares for us. He cares for you and he cares for me. So that's why we can stand on this great promise, that we know that God got us. God got you, sister. God got you, brother, just like he has me and Pastor Norman King. Those that are believers in Jesus Christ and faithful doers of his word, you can trust God when he says that he's got you. So that's an awesome word for the night. I pray again that it has been received in love on tonight. We know that God has been glorified through this word on tonight. The enemy is even more horrified. But don't worry about the enemy being horrified, just as long as God is getting the glory, and that's what it's all about. The enemy should be horrified. He should be scared of you. He should be watching his back. We should be watching our back because of him. He should be watching his back because of us and our relationship with Jesus Christ. So I thank God for this word on tonight, Pastor Norman King. You keep on standing on God's word. You keep being the man that God has ordained and anointed and called for you to be for such a time as this. For we are truly living in the last of evil days. Can't you see the handwriting on the walls? And we should not be surprised or afraid or alarmed by the things that we see and hear that's going on in the world. Jesus told us himself, even his disciples warned us and told us, don't be alarmed, don't be afraid when these things happen. He said there will be wars and rumors of wars, spiritual wickedness in high places. And we are seeing that today. The enemy is still going around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He is still, again, the enemy, Satan, the father of lies, he is still destroying marriages, families, churches, communities, nations, relationships. He is still doing what he does. But what about you, saint? What about you, Christian, my sister and brother in Christ that said you love the Lord, who are saved in Jesus' name? What about you? You know that God got you, then you go out there and stand on God's word in holy boldness. He told us that as Christians, we are to go out into the hedges and highways. We are to compel men, women, boys, and girls who are spiritually blind to come in and be saved in Jesus' name while they have time. And when we do this, no matter what the enemy say or what the enemy may do, or even don't even be afraid of the look on their faces, because you know that God got you. So we thank God for Pastor Norman King and this awesome, powerful word on tonight. We're going to close out in prayer as we always do. And I'm asking all the listeners, please continue to lift up Pastor Norman King's friend. He lost his sister, I think he said it was, his sister. He lost his sister. So we want to keep all those that are dealing with bereavement on tonight, because we know bereavement is all over the land. People are losing loved ones to violence, to dying, to causes. And that's why it's so important to know that you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, because he said, no man knows the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall appear. So in the next second, he promised to you and I. So we need to know that we're saved in Jesus' name. So when our name is called, or whenever his permissive will is opens the door to allow for anything to happen to us, that we be called home to glory, just know that you're saved in Jesus' name, because some things do happen at God's permissive will. So we need to understand that. So he said, be also ready. So you got to be ready, because we don't know when God is going to call us home. So I just pray that you have received this word on tonight and received it in love, that it has been a blessing to those that have partaken of this word on tonight. So we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Please pray with me. Once again, we come to you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. We come in again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your word as it has gone forth on tonight through your man of God, Pastor Norman King. We pray now, Lord, that it has been received on tonight. It's our prayer, hope, and desire that should there be any listener that have heard this word on tonight that do not have a personal relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ, it's our prayer, hope, and desire that they will be able to open their own mouth and first commit and confess their sins and transgress. Open their own mouth and confess and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them. Even on tonight is our prayer in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we ask that you will continue to comfort and strengthen the bereaved all over the land. Comfort them and strengthen them as only you can. Let them feel your love. Let them feel your presence. Continue to instill your joy and your peace upon them, even in their hour of bereavement. And Father, we now continue to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies, minds, and spirits. Continue to we also ask that you will move out the spirit, even behind those that are incarcerated, behind prison bars, those that are behind jail cells, those that are in juvenile detention centers. You would vessel to each one of them that would speak a word, your word, into their lives, that they would be able to receive your word and confess their sins too and be saved in Jesus' name. Even though they're behind bars, you are able to use them to be glorified through them. As they will commit themselves to you, even behind prison bars, they can be vessels that you can use, that they can draw others to Jesus Christ, that they can be saved even though they're behind prison bars. So we know that there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible for you, because we know that with Jesus Christ, all things are possible. So we thank you. We bless your name. Tomorrow, Lord, we pray that you will move by your spirit and every vessel that's going to stand on your word. We pray now, Lord, that you would anoint them even now, and give them what you would have them to say to your people on tomorrow. Pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit on tomorrow, and every door that's going to be open in your Son Jesus' name, that you'll be glorified. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That's the word for tonight. I pray that you have received this word, and that it has been a blessing to you, and that you have been strengthened through this word from Pastor Norman King on tonight. That's the title, I Got You, talking about God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, all one. You got to remember that God got you. That's the word for tonight. Continue to be blessed by the Lord. I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Good night.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you claimed.